We have a contender in the race for the Secretary of State, and she joins us now live on WATD, and that's Tanisha Sullivan. She's an attorney and the NAACP Boston president. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
Oh, absolutely. And it's interesting. Secretary of State is one of those positions that we know many of our listeners know it's important. They're not exactly sure what all the duties and guidelines are. Could you give us a nutshell definition and let people know why this is such an important statewide office?
Absolutely. And one of the most important statewide offices at this critical moment in our democracy. Of course, most people know that the Secretary of State's office has oversight responsibility for voting and for the administration of our elections. What folks might not know is that the Secretary of State's office also has oversight responsibility for the registration of corporations here in Massachusetts. So if you want to do business, if you own a small business or a micro business, a Main Street business, you have to go through the Secretary of State's office. It has oversight responsibility for our historic archives, so the history of our great Commonwealth. It has oversight responsibility for security. So if you want to make sure that your family's assets, your 401k is being protected from fraud, the Secretary of State's office has responsibility for that. One of the most important responsibilities, as we see it, for the Secretary of State's office is really being the office that is the gateway between us as residents here in the Commonwealth and our government. So access to public records, access to the supports we need to engage with our government to help address the real quality of life issues that so many of us are facing today.
And I know that fundamental voting rights is a key piece of your platform, and you said this was something that you very much are involved in and want to fight to protect and expand fundamental voting rights. How would you approach that?
Absolutely. At a time when so many of us are really disappointed, quite frankly, in what we're seeing happen in D.C., it's so important that here in the States, we are doing all we can to not only protect and defend voting rights, but to expand voting rights. For us to be a leader, a model here in Massachusetts for the rest of the country of what it looks like to expand our democracy and ensure that everyone who's eligible to vote actually can vote. And so we will continue to advocate for the permanency of not only mail-in balloting and extended early voting here in Massachusetts, but also for same-day voter registration. In Massachusetts on Thursday, our House of Representatives will take on critical voting rights legislation. They will vote on critical voting rights legislation here in Massachusetts this coming Thursday. And here is an opportunity for us to lead in Massachusetts on voting rights. Quite frankly, we've got some catching up to do. Same-day voter registration is available to voters in the other New England states. Mail-in balloting is available to voters in Georgia. And so we've got to catch up, and hopefully we'll do that this week with the legislation before the State House. But then we have to position ourselves to lead, to ensure that every eligible voter actually has the ability to exercise their right to vote. And we've got to ensure that we're providing critical support to our municipalities on the ground, our clerks on the ground, our election officials on the ground, to ensure that they can actually do their jobs and do their jobs with support. And so there's much more work for us to do here in Massachusetts to ensure that we are opening up our democracy, ensuring that we have transparent and accessible public records. Actually, Massachusetts is trailing there again many other states when it comes to transparency in government public records. And we've got a lot to do, we know, coming out of this, coming out of the public health crisis. We've got a lot to do to tackle economic inequality across the Commonwealth.
Didn't mean to interrupt you. Two questions for you. If people want to know more about your campaign and your candidacy, do you have a Facebook page or a website they can go to?
Absolutely. We are an accessible campaign, and we'll be an accessible Secretary of State's office. TanishaSullivan.com, TanishaSullivan.com is our website. You can find us across social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And our handle is at Tanisha, so the at symbol, and then Tanisha, T-A-N-I-S-H-A, the number 4-M-A.
That's terrific. And you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to have you back on another time. I'd love to talk with you about public records accessibility.
Yes, good. Very important.
Okay, good. We'll make the arrangements. We'll have you on again. We appreciate you joining us. Again, that's Tanisha Sullivan. She's an attorney and NAACP Boston president, and she is running for Secretary of State here in Massachusetts. Thank you so much for joining us today.